Lord, is this thing on? Of course it is. We're live from behind enemy lines in the fight for free speech and freedom. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, June 12, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three, the man in charge of DHS's millions of those who claim they were seeking asylum flat out disappeared into the country. 90% never returned for their court dates. That's right, 90%. Two, AOC wants a raise of nearly $5,000, and she's really pissed that it isn't being approved right now. She already makes $174,000 a year. It says, well, the cost of living is going up, and it's just not enough. Yeah, and number one, controversial. Michigan Congressman Justin Amash in a deep hole today. That according to brand new polling. In fact, he's down by 16 points according to new numbers. It's the first major polling since he announced he supported impeachment of the president, the only alleged Republican to do so. Justin Amash is going to leave the Republican Party. And then he'll say some nonsense about how the Republican Party left him. And he'll get a bunch of press and in time on CNN and MSNBC, you watch. And then he'll do something else because his time in Congress is over. But MERS, the Michigan Information Research Service, MERS, a Michigan news service that covers state government, releasing a new poll by well-known Michigan pollster Mark Grebner, PPC poll. That shows State Representative Jim Lauer, who's going to be on the program here in just a few minutes. Jim Lauer is a representative from Greenville, a Republican. He'll join me shortly. He has a 16-point lead, 49% to 33%. Lauer's already almost at the magical 50% mark. And that shows you just a ton and tells you a ton about what's going on. Lauer had this to say, we're excited about an independent poll that shows that we are leading Congressman Justin Amash by 16 points. The poll is consistent with our internal polling, but also shows we have a double-digit lead over the five-term congressman. Our strong pro-Trump campaign has clearly gained great traction. But no matter what any poll says, we will continue to run with the president because he is doing an incredible job. At this point, the only thing that will keep me from winning is if there's a crowded Republican Party primary field with multiple candidates that will split the vote and allow Amash to win. Right now, it doesn't seem that that's happening. From what I'm understanding and hearing, Lauer is also getting substantial support financially from different places. So the fundraising is going well. The polling looks spectacular. Justin Amash elected to Congress nearly 10 years ago. In that time, he's had just one bill signed into law. It was a bill renaming a post office in Lake Odessa. Lake O, I love you guys, but really that's all he's done. His voting record shows, well, an unusual voting record to say, okay, so Justin Amash is an ever Trump guy. I get it. Consistently voted against Donald Trump, voted against the declaration of a national emergency at the southern border, even though more than a million illegals would be arrested crossing the border this year based on the numbers so far. We've already had more than twice as many illegals come in this year as we did all of last year. We're only halfway through the year. Amash voted against cutting funds for Planned Parenthood, one of just four Republicans to vote against a balanced budget. He voted against supplying Israel with military aid. He voted against the Department of Defense, the only Republican in Congress to vote against a resolution supporting ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. He was the only one, and the only Republican to vote to allow illegal aliens to vote in local elections. Justin Amash, his problems are mounting. Recently, the DeVos family, mega donors, said they would no longer be supporting Justin Amash financially in any way. They had supported him through the first several years of his tenure in Congress. But they say no more. No more money from the DeVos family for Justin Amash. See, you have financial problems mounting, and now you have political problems mounting, and Justin Amash is a man without a country because he's not going to fit with any political party, really. And that part of it, that's okay. You have the right to do that. You're entitled to your own beliefs, whatever those may be. That's what America's foundational principles are, and that's all fine with. But it doesn't mean you're entitled to a seat in Congress. You're there to represent your constituents, and if you fail to do that or stop doing that, you will be held to account oftentimes. This is one of those times. Meanwhile, I want to go to the most incredibly delusional and arrogant comment I have heard in a very long time from any candidate anywhere. And it's so breathtaking that I've played it the first couple of hours, but you really need to hear this. If you haven't heard this so far, this is the biggest showstopper of them all. Because former Vice President Joe Biden, the clear leader and clear front runner for the Democrats running for the Democratic nomination to run for president, has declared that he can do far better than just stopping the oceans from rising, a la Barack Obama. And he can do far better than just declaring what the Earth's temperature is going to be. No, Joe is going all in. And he says if he is elected, cancer will be cured. If Joe Biden is elected, cancer will be cured. Can I get an amen? Because Joe Almighty is out there to cure cancer. Joe Almighty is going to cure. I can't make this up. It's breathtaking. It's bite number 14. Just simply must hear it. Bite 14. Go.
You know, a lot of you understand that what loss is, and when loss occurs, you know that, you know, people come up to you and tell you, I understand if you lose a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a family member, and lots of times you feel like saying, you know, they say, I know how you feel. And if they hadn't, you look at them, you know they mean well, but you say, you have no idea how I feel. But when it happens to you, you know. That's why I've worked so hard in my career to make sure that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
Yeah, his handlers must be mortified. Honestly, his handlers must be mortified. I can't believe he said that. Was it really in his script? Did you put that in his script? Did you allow him to say that? It's your job to make sure he doesn't say those things. Get out there. Get out there. I mean, seriously, some guys off the side going, where the hell did I say you can cure cancer? I don't have, that's not in the script here. What are you doing to us here? You're making us look like fools. Yeah, that's right. Cure cancer. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems. By the way, right now, you have a chance to win a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system for your home, for your cottage, anywhere in Michigan, whatever it may be. It'll give you fresh, clear, alkaline water. Alkaline drinking water is pure. It's wonderful. The best you're ever going to have. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button. Get a free water test today, and you will be entered to win this brand new $2,700 reverse osmosis system. You need an RO system. Trust me, it's great. You'll love it. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Traffic light in the whole county, so nothing stops you from exploring. Magical drives, hidden paths, pristine beaches, cool running rivers, small town streets. This is Benzie County, part of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, where life doesn't stop, it just slows down to an easy pace. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Go to visitbenzie.com.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.